Welcome to the lesson. Today we're building one of those sounds that instantly says old school jungle, smoky warehouse, dark DN bean energy, a swung hoover stab in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate move, but the payoff is huge, because this isn't just about making a synth sound, it's about making a rhythmic atmosphere. A hoover stab like this can sit in your atmosphere's lane, even though it's melodic, because its real job is to add character between the drums, bass, and effects. Think less lead hook and more haunted room tone with attitude. Let's get into it. First, set the scene in your project. Open a fresh Ableton Live 12 set and pick a tempo in that classic jungle and old school DNB range, somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM. Put a breakbeat loop in place right away, and if you can, add a simple sub or res placeholder too. We want to hear everything in context from the start, because in this style, the groove only really makes sense when the stab is reacting to the break. For this lesson, decide what role the stab is playing. Maybe it's a short intro tease before the drop. Maybe it's a call and response phrase after the drop. Or maybe it's a moody little loop in a breakdown. That choice matters, because the timing and tone should serve the arrangement, not just exist on their own. Now let's build the sound. Drop Wave Eatable onto a MIDI track and start from something simple and rude. Use saw-based oscillators, not a polished super saw. Set oscillator to saw, and maybe oscillator B to saw or square, with a little detune. Keep the unison fairly modest, around 2 to 4 voices, so it still feels focused. Add a low-pass filter, and don't leave it too open. Somewhere in the middle range works well, often between 500 Hz and 2000 Hz depending on how bright you want it. Add a bit of drive to thicken the mids, and give the filter enough envelope amount so the stab bites when it hits. Keep the amp envelope short. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, quick release. That's important. A smoky warehouse stab should behave more like a percussive accent than a long pad. If it rings too long, it stops feeling like a stab and starts becoming a lead. You can add a tiny bit of movement with a subtle LFO on pitch or wave-eatable position, but keep it very restrained. We want tension and texture, not obvious wobble. The goal is to make it feel like it came from a rave system or a dusty sample reel, not a clean modern EDM synth. Now write the MIDI phrase. Keep it short. 1 bar or 2 bars is plenty. Use just a few notes, usually 2 to 4 hits max. In this style, the stab should punctuate the rhythm, not dominate the harmony. A simple root, minor third, fifth, maybe a flat seventh if you want extra darkness, is often enough. A great starting move is to place one hit slightly after the main beat, and then answer with another hit a little later in the bar. The important thing is the phrasing. The first hit should feel more grounded, and the response can be a little more playful or late. That contrast gives the loop its lean-forward energy. Now for the main trick, swing. Open the groove pool and try a stock swing groove. Don't overdo it. We want subtle movement, not a cartoon shuffle. Start around 55 to 65% groove amount, and listen to how it interacts with the break. Then go into the MIDI clip and manually nudge certain notes a few milliseconds late. Usually, the response note can be pushed a touch further back than the first hit. This is where the vibe really happens. In old school jungle, that slight instability is gold. It makes the stab feel human, smoky, and a little unruly. But be careful. If the drums are busy, don't swing the stab so hard that it fights the pocket. The drums should stay in charge. The stab is there to lean around them, not knock them over. A good teacher trick here is this. If you mute the drums for a moment and the stab still sounds obviously late, you may have gone too far. The swing should feel musical in context, not lazy on its own. Next, shape the atmosphere with effects. Start with auto filter. High pass the low end if needed, usually somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so the stab doesn't clutter the sub area. Then use the cutoff to control how distant or open it feels. A slightly closed filter gives you that warehouse shadow. A little automation on the cutoff can make the phrase breathe. After that, add saturator. This is where the stab gets more rude and present. A few decibels of drive can really help the mid-range cut through the break. Soft clip can help keep it controlled while still feeling gritty. Then add echo or a delay. Keep it tasteful. Short throws, low feedback, and filter delay repeats are what you want. A dotted eighth or quarter note delay can work well depending on the phrase. Don't drown the sound. Let the delay feel like a trailing ghost, not a wash. If you want more room, use hybrid reverb, but keep it short and dark. Small room, small plate, short decay, low wet level. In this style, too much lush reverb can make the stab feel glossy and modern. Usually, distance is better created by filtering and careful delay than by massive reverb tails. Now automate the motion. This part is key if you want it to feel alive. Open the filter a little on the final hit of the phrase. Add a tiny bit more drive on repeat hits. Let the reverb or delay swell slightly before a transition, then pull it back. The idea is to make the atmosphere evolve across 4 or 8 bars without turning into a full-blown synth performance. A simple arrangement move works really well here. Keep bars 1 to 4 filtered and distant, then in bars 5 to 8, open the top end a little and let the delay speak more. Right before the drop, you can even use a reverse resample or a filter sweep into silence. That gives you that classic inhale before impact feeling. Now, once the MIDI version feels right, bounce it to audio. This is a huge part of the jungle workflow. Resampling gives you the freedom to chop, reverse, stretch, and re-edit the stab like it's sample material. Freeze and flatten it, or record it to a new audio track. Then try slicing one hit into simpler or a drum rack, or reverse a stab for a pre-drop suction effect. You can even pitch a version down a few semitones for a darker answer phrase. That's where things start feeling more authentic to that old-school method. A lot of classic DNB and jungle attitude comes from treating sounds like raw material, and reworking them until they feel part of the track's identity. Now mix it like an atmosphere, not a lead. Clean up the low end if it's getting in the way. If the stab is crowding the snare crack, make a small cut in the upper mids around 2 to 5 kHz. If it gets harsh, tame the 6 to 9 kHz area carefully. You want it present, but not sharp enough to steal attention from the drums. Check the mono image too. Bass and drum impact should stay strong in the center. If you want width, keep it mostly in the upper mids or in the effects return, not in the core hit. A good balance is a dry stab in the center, with short stereo delay or reverb spread to the sides. That keeps the punch intact while the room opens up around it. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the stab too bright and digital. If that happens, close the filter a bit and lean on saturation instead of sparkle. Don't swing every note the same amount. Let the first hit stay more stable and the response hit feel later. Don't overdo the reverb. The vibe should be a shadow, not a fog machine. And don't leave too much low end in the stab. The sub belongs to the bass. If you want to take it further, here are some strong variations. Try a 3-hit phrase where the third hit changes slightly, maybe by opening the filter more or adding extra drive. Or make 2 versions, one dry and punchy, one with longer delay and reverb, and alternate them every 4 or 8 bars. You can also create a ghost layer, duplicate the stab, make it quieter, more filtered, a little wider, and slightly delayed. That shadow layer can make the groove feel deeper without getting muddy. You can even automate pitch drift very subtly across repeats to make it feel more take-like, or make a very quiet, off-grid second stab just after the main hit for a smeared rave memory effect. That can sound amazing when it feeds into delay. For a quick practice challenge, make 3 versions of the same Hoover stab idea. One tight and dry, one smoky and spacious, one chopped and resampled. Keep the same MIDI notes for all 3, use the same drum loop, and do a mono check on each one. Then decide which version feels most warehouse and why. Here's the big takeaway. A Swan Hoover stab works because it adds rhythmic atmosphere, not just melody. Build it in wavetable, keep it short and dirty, swing it with groove pool and manual nudging, shape it with filtering, saturation, delay, and short reverb, then resample it so you can treat it like an instrument and a sample at the same time. If you want that smoky warehouse vibe, think less big synth lead and more rhythmic ghost in the room. All right, let's make it rude.